Hey, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation and the Effortless Author, talking about the panic of fear and why it's more real than anything you've ever faced. Today, I want to break down the myth that fear can be handled in the logic center of the brain and that everything, quotes, is going to be okay. I haven't always been clear about what fear really does to me or seen the masks that it wears. But let's take a stab at it today, and you can message me and tell me all the reasons I'm wrong if you want to. I hereby give you permission. The truth is, I'm tired of pretending that the logic and patterns of behavior I've shared and taught in the past are enough to deal with fear. Yes, I think in my 10 Fears All Leaders Face book, I've done a good job addressing them and the action steps to make you feel stupid about having them in the first place. Sounds a little sarcastic, doesn't it? But as time has gone by in my life and leadership, I've realized something that's insane. Knowing about fear and how illogical fear is doesn't neuter it the way I wish it did. See, fear's done a number on me at times, and no matter how righteous you're feeling right now, it's done the same to you. More than that, it's eroded the confidence of the people we're both here to help. Yet, they buck up, you know, they say the right words, they give you the right churchy answers. We all have the expectations because they and we know what those right answers are. And when we speak our fears out loud, yeah, they make us feel really stupid. If you're like me, I've always felt that if I speak those fears out loud, they'll become real. And as long as I can deny them, compress them into my subconscious head trash, they won't come out into the light. But that's exactly where it really gets interesting. The light's where they need to be. Fear comes to us like a secret that we don't want to share. Tell me if you can relate. It seems wrong to share it. We'd rather just give the right answers. Fear comes tapping on our shoulder like it's logic, and guess what happens? We try to refute it with logic. It's like taking analog sound, converting it to digital, and wondering why it keeps playing like a scratched record in the root of our thoughts. Didn't we extract that data? Edit it perfectly? Edit that fear perfectly and redigest it properly? Don't we already know the right answers? Won't we look stupid if we're facing the same issues again and again? So we pretend. And we never get done pretending until the hot molten lava of our fear is buried under, about 10 inches of compacted dirt. And we think, man, maybe it'll just never come to the surface again until it does. So what am I saying? If you think I'm going to give you a magic trick or snuff out the fire of that volcano of fear, think again. But here's what I know for sure, and I'm going to keep challenging you to deal with this because we need each other to remind us of the truth. And by the way, I need you to remind me just as much. I've had listeners and readers post truth to me that blows my own head trash up, and I think, I knew that. But I also needed to hear it. And I thank you for that. Where was I? Oh, yes. No magic tricks. Fear is absolutely hot molten lava. And until it gets out in the open, it can't be extinguished or revealed for what it really is. And it can't cool down. Fear is opportunity. It's absolutely opportunity. As much as I hate fear, this is the only thing that makes sense. Fear is the opportunity to build a new foundational bedrock once that resistance becomes support. Maybe it's a post or a podcast for another time, but in the world of trading and price action in the markets, one of the most interesting things is that once a resistance level gets broken, it almost always becomes a level of support. In other words, price will return to that level and find support as it builds forward. The shift of the sentiment, the belief within the market itself, shifts from resistance to support. And what if that could happen with your fear? What if the fear that's resistance to you and me now could actually become support? I promise it can only happen when you break through it. This is good. That means you have to get it out into the light. Never underestimate the circumstantial lies that tell you fear is to be kept in the dark. No matter how illogical, if that's what you're experiencing, bring it into the light with the help of your own mastermind group so you can turn it into support. And if you don't have a mastermind group where you can thrive and be vulnerable, reach out to me. Let's talk about my practice zone where leaders in all areas get real in a place where we can practice the truth until it becomes the training that we rely on. Email me, greg@noheadtrash.com. greg@noheadtrash.com. That's easy. And let's talk about what a mastermind looks like. Hey, stop letting fear block your success and your significance. It's time to get past the churchy answers of fear. Logic isn't what's going to do the trick. You need a mastermind to help you become who you were created to be. Hey, it's Greg. I've got something exciting I want to share with you. You know the breakthrough you're looking for? It's not going to be found in your own head. We simply can't read the label on the jar we're in, as they say, no matter how obvious it might be. If you want to become your best, the only path is surrounding yourself with others who share your values and mastermind together on the real head trash that locks us up. That's what we do in the Practice Zone Mastermind. Small groups of Christian men who are brave enough and vulnerable enough to connect beyond the posturing and beyond the head trash that's been holding us back. If you want to know more, I'd love to chat to see if it's a fit. Email me at greg@noheadtrash.com or find my calendar link in the description. I'd love to chat with you and talk about what it looks like to go from broken to breakthrough together.